From Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are, it's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
Hey friends, welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
And I'm Hino. Thanks so much for tuning in again tonight. We're just having a little fun with our producer here tonight. But we're so glad you've joined us tonight.
She must have a bruise on her knuckle. She keeps trying to show me this.
I know. Or an injury on a certain finger there.
Huh.
Hey, we'd love for you to join the conversation. You can go to themusicrowshow.com or facebook.com/themusicrowshow. You can also find us on Twitter @themusicrowshow. The conversation is going to start right now.
Yes, you're right.
It is. So, we got a terrific show tonight. A terrific show. It's our 7th annual Tin Pan South preview show, and we're going to whet your appetite a little bit for the upcoming Tin Pan South Festival with 2 great hours of some amazing songwriters trading songs and stories with you. Passes went on sale a couple weeks ago, and you know what? They're already sold out.
Sold out. Just like that. Just like that.
Jinx.
But the good news is, the festival runs March 24th through 28th, so it's just coming up this week. 10 venues. I don't even know how many songwriters. I only have so many toes. 350 songwriters plus, and then 10 venues. It's going to be crazy. Sharing their hits and their stories behind the hits. One of the best weeks in Nashville. And don't worry if you didn't get your passes, because like I said, they sold out.
Yeah.
But you can still buy tickets at any of the individual shows.
That's right. And we'll be in the parking lot selling you some.
Yeah, no, we won't.
They may not be real, but you know what? We'll help you get in. All right. How about we get to it now? Scott, why don't you introduce the folks we got sitting here?
Absolutely. The first group of writers, they bring number one hit songs, Tony Award nominations, and some of country music's biggest names recording their songs, like Jason Aldean, Montgomery Gentry, Joe Nichols, and some of the new hit makers like Love and Theft, Parmalee, and all 2.5 of them. I say that because we're still waiting for one of them, but he'll be here shortly, I'm sure.
Any minute now.
Yeah, but they're all great recording artists in their own right, and you can check them out on YouTube, and we'll be throwing their websites around like...
Oh, yeah. Like it's confetti on
like
New Year's.
Like confetti for the next hour. But we're going to have a great time. It's a pleasure to say Lauren Lucas, Adam Craig, we're happy you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Show.
Check that out.
Listen to that crowd going wild.
Yeah, we actually do have a crowd out there. How's everybody doing out
there?
All right, good.
You know, because we have a crowd out there,
yeah.
Why don't we just give them a song real quick?
Okay.
And then we can talk in a bit.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Lauren, you get to go first.
Lauren Lucas gets
you to thought, go. You thought I was going to pick Mo, but no, he's not here.
Awesome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
We're glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
Go ahead and let's shoot the website out real quick.
Oh, well, www.laurenlucas.com.
There you go.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, play us a song that'll make their hearts swell and burst.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
Is my rose-colored lipstick stain faded from your pillowcase? And the perfume that drove you insane, is it gone without a trace? Something about you stays with me, even though you're far away from me. Something about you stays with me. Something about you stays. I took the things you left behind and I put them all away. I made sure nothing could remind me of all our yesterdays. But something about you stays with me, even though you're far away from me. Something about you stays with me. while something about you stays. Something about you stays. I can't put my finger on what it is now that you're gone. You keep hanging around my heart just like a ghost, like a song I can't forget. You keep playing in my head while I hang on every note. And something about you stays with me, even though you're far away from me. Something about you stays with me, or something about you stays. Something about you stays.
Yeah,
all right.
Woo. See, that's how you start a show.
That's
right
how
there.
You do it right there.
That's how you.
Knock now, you guys have both played lots of festivals around. There's a lot of them around. What makes Chimpan South different? What do you like about this festival?
I think the thing that's so amazing about it is all you have. You can go play all over the place and see some of your favorite artists,
mm-hmm. right?
But in Nashville during Tin Pan, you can see all the people behind the artists. I mean, all the people that are writing the songs, and they're. It's so crazy because Nashville, you can go any night of the week and see some of the greatest acts, greatest whatever, you know, and but during this week you see all these songs that are timeless and just absolute hits, and they're the ones that build careers, and it's just awesome because every single night of the week, what'd you say, 350 plus?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
insane. Yeah. So this week's gonna be unreal, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. So it's awesome,
sweet.
You get to see the established writers, you get to see the up and comers, and yeah. The festival is also for a really great cause, which is to celebrate creators' rights and innovators. And so the Nashville Songwriters Association, this is their big legislative fundraiser every
right.
year. And so that's a really important cause, especially to creators
great.
Like us.
Yeah, well, amazing. And that's a really good point, because I think, especially if you're a newer writer or maybe a writer from other places around the country, you think of NSAI as a place to have a chance to pitch to publishers or get together with other writers and do networking. But such an important part of this organization is they go almost, I think, monthly, right? We have people in Washington, D.C., hit writers and other folks that are part of NSAI going and just fighting for us, helping, you know.
By and there's us, a lot of work to be
by
done.
By us, I mean absolutely. People that actually...
Make money with their music.
Make money with
yeah,
their
yeah,
music.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We're kind of hopeful in that. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's
well, we're
just
hoping
fantastic.
They'll pass a law that they'll pay us anyway, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Don't put me in that bunch.
Yeah.
You communists.
Come on, NSAI.
What's wrong with you? Let's enough of this. Let's talk to Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren, I can count on one hand how many people we've had on this show in 8 years that have had a Tony nomination. That's pretty amazingly cool. So, talk to us about that, and that was for an Urban Cowboy?
That's right, yeah. So the 1981, I guess, hit film Urban Cowboy with John Travolta and Deborah Winger.
Yes.
Yeah. It became a musical for all of 3 seconds. If you blinked, you missed it.
Wow.
But it was on Broadway, and they came to Nashville looking for songs, and several Nashville writers composed songs that made the original musical score of Urban Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And I flew up there and got to see it. My family and I flew up, and I got to see it right on Broadway, and it was thrilling. I grew up doing a lot of musical theater. I grew up in South Carolina, did community theater.
Right.
And so for me, I have a very special place in my heart for show tunes and Broadway. And so to actually contribute to a Broadway show was
yeah.
really phenomenal for me.
So, I mean, were you like crying when those lights come up the first time on Broadway? I mean, I can't even imagine.
It was super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. That was awesome.
Wow. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we switch that chord? And Adam, you have a Sorry. Band called the Adam Craig Band.
Well, it used to be called that.
Uh-huh.
Did we change
Did
your
you
name
change
again?
Your name or what?
Yeah, it's just me now.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
I know. Weird, right?
Poor
yeah.
band.
Golly. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't have a publicist or anything, so that would have been four.
It would have never. We would have never noticed.
Yeah. No. I would have known. Please don't bring up the whole name thing, because now it's
Ixnay
totally
on the band.
Ixnay on the Aimnay.
Sorry.
No, it's not even a thing. It's just, yeah. Finally, it took me 10 years to sign a record deal, and that was, you know, one of the parts of it. So
yeah,
it's right. Awesome. It was awesome. Cool. It's great. I still have the same guys, and it's incredible.
Right.
Very, very
pleased. Oh, well, that's cool. So yeah. You're still playing with the same guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my boys. You know,
all
so
right,
it's,
good.
It's great.
Well, okay, well, let's just do a song. And
what
we'll
ask
more questions.
This is the first song that I ever had cut.
Sweet.
You know, before I moved to Nashville, I thought everybody, you know, I thought every artist wrote their own songs, and I thought that's just what you did, and then I moved here, and quickly it was open to, wow, you can make a living as a songwriter, and you can just write for everybody, and it's so funny. Right before I signed my first publishing deal, which was really soon into moving into town, but I also lost it really quick, too. So
okay. There, so we don't have to hate you that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, we just hate you for a second.
I also lost it really quick. Yeah. I think, yeah.
What lasted longer, Urban Cowboy on Broadway or your publishing deal?
Well, that was 3 seconds, right?
I don't know.
I guarantee it was your publishing deal.
It was quick. Wow. But it's so funny. I remember we wrote the song in September of whatever, of September something, 2005. And I remember it was like, man, this is a really, really neat song. And I turned it in. And my publisher-to-be at the time, this was a week before I signed, they played the song, then they played it again. They're like, Adam. And I'm like, yeah, I know. They go, this song is terrible. I was like, oh. Thought that was going a different way. And
whiplash.
Yeah, big time, wow. Big time. And then it was just unreal, because then fast forward to 2009, get a call from Jason Aldean. He cuts it, puts it on the record, and 3 million people bought it, and it was so awesome. And it's called
the same song.
Same song.
Nice.
Yes, yeah, yeah, unreal, unreal. So it's called Church Pews or Barstools.
All right.
So like this. Well, not a whole lot going on. Small town Friday night, revving up at a red light. On your mark, you said go. Now pass a mom and pop restaurant, same four trucks parked out front. I guess you gotta make your own fun when you're stuck in a place this slow. There's only two means of salvation around here that seem to work. The whiskey or the Bible, a shot glass or revival. When you don't seem to run on either side of the fence, people act like you don't make sense. These big town dreams that I've been chasing never come true if I wind up staying. Now I don't want to fall in the same rut everybody here seems to be stuck in. Now why do I hang around in this church pew or bar stool kind of town? Yeah, I'm like that AM station that never comes in right. Till you pass the city limit sign, that's the only time it all gets clear. Now it's crystal clear that I just need to find a place where there is no lines, but nothing like it is around here. Some place where it don't seem like this world revolves around. The whiskey or the Bible, a shot glass or revival. When you don't seem to run on either side of the fence, people act like you don't make sense. These big town dreams that I've been chasing never come true if I wind up staying. Now I don't want to fall in the same rut everybody here seems to be stuck in. Now why do I hang around in this church pew or bar stool kind of town? Well, I need to get out of this church pew or bar stool kind of town. Yeah. Well,
Not a whole lot going on. Small town Friday night. Revving up at a red light. On your mark, get set, go.
Yeah!
Woo!
Thank you.
Adam, that was awesome.
Terrible.
So I'm just curious, did you send an autographed copy of that CD to that original publisher?
No, I think they're painting houses or something.
Oh, wow. Zing.
Wow. Yeah. Very nice. All right, listen, we got to take a quick break, but I want to let you know that this segment is brought to you by our good friends over at Toyota of Cool Springs.
Oh, it is, has it?
It is.
I like those guys.
They're great.
They're great. We both drive Toyotas. That's and true. They're just good guys. You know, the thing about this place, they have a lifetime warranty.
I know.
On their cars. They have a 3-day return policy.
I know.
And they don't like pounce on you like vultures when you walk in, which is cool.
That is very cool. Hey, when you go there, ask for George. Tell him the Music Row Show sent you. He'll take great care of you. You can find him on the web at toyotaofcoolsprings.com. All right, we're going to be back in just a few minutes with our Tin Pan South preview show here on the Music Row Show.
But the Kool-Aid's free. Follow the leader, follow the leader. We'll tell you how to be and dress and feed. We'll tell you what to think, no matter if it's real. Now,
all right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are doing our annual Tin Pan South preview show, and we're doing a little songwriter round here just to kind of give you a taste of what Tin Pan South is all about, and that was just one of our guests, Lauren Lucas, doing Follow the Leader off of her great release. What's that on?
That is on an EP, an independent EP that I released several years back.
Nice.
Called On With the Show.
Sweet.
Which is a line from the song Follow the Leader. It was kind of inspired. The whole EP came about after I wrote that song.
All right. Good deal.
It had to be nice to get those independent EPs out because you're one of the stories that we hear so often where you recorded this great piece of music that then the studio just kind of held on to, right?
That's right. Yeah. Recorded a full-length album for Warner Brothers and went on radio tour and promoted 2 singles. And it was, it was an awesome experience.
Right.
Made a lot of friends and that are still friends today. And just really grateful for that experience. Definitely wish the music had been released to the public, but
right.
A couple of singles are still on iTunes. You can still download there. And but certainly the goal was for the whole record to come out.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you, and again, the show is quite often for folks who are trying to bust their way in mm-hmm. some way. So for those young artists out there, is there anything, I guess nowadays things are much more skewed for independent artists, but is there anything that an artist can do to protect themselves from that? Because, you know, I've heard you play. The songs were amazing. So is there anything you can do to maybe have some sort of creative hold on that? Probably not.
You know, if you're partnering with a label that you don't own,
yeah,
then there are other stakeholders involved, and their decisions are going to come into play as well on your career. And there are positives to that, and there are pros and cons to
sure.
that situation, just like there's pros and cons to being completely independent.
Right.
But certainly the only way to have full control of your career and your music is to be 100% indie.
Right.
So
that means a lot more work for you as the artist, though, because you really have to keep track of every part of the career. Then.
It's true. Yeah. I think the best artists, even when they're on labels, they know what's going on and they have a good knowledge of the other pieces working around them. But certainly when you're independent, it's all up to you
right.
to get it all done.
I've wondered many times. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around why when an album, a studio doesn't release an album, they obviously don't want it. Why they keep it and not release it and don't let the artist have it, you know, or there's gotta be a reason.
That just makes me crazy.
Yeah. Because I mean, obviously they didn't want to release it. So, and why can't you have it then?
Hey, I just made a sale. Adam's over here downloading.
Did you buy it? Right?
Wow.
Adam just bought it.
Wow. Well, since you did that on the show, we get our 30% just like iTunes. Yeah. Exactly. Just, yeah.
Purchased.
There you go.
Done.
There you go. You know, there are unique cases where artists, many years after the fact, their label will release their record.
Right.
So I guess that's why they hold on to it. It's just in case.
Just in case
something happens.
That's right. That's a good point. That's a good, somebody turns into the Beatles all of a sudden. And,
right.
Because they got passed on, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Lord, you were featured in a Nashville Scene article, which was really cool. The five women threatening to give mainstream country or mainstream music a good name, which is kind of cool. Tell us about that. That's pretty awesome. And what did that do for you and your self-esteem, at least? And
well, certainly. I stopped crying myself to sleep, so that was good.
Good.
No.
Yeah. Always a good thing.
It was during the time that I was releasing independent music more often, and the five women were, let me see if I can get this right, Sarah Buxton.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert, and I think it was Lori McKenna and myself.
Really?
Listed as the women threatening to give mainstream country music a good name. And so it was such an honor to be a part of that list. And certainly getting recognized by your peers and your what is my hometown now. You know, Nashville's been my home for 16 years. So, you know, it's great to get recognized in that way. There are a lot of people here trying to do music as a living. And so to be on that list was pretty cool.
Right.
Sweet.
Well, how about another tune for us?
Certainly. I'd love that. This is a happy love song. That's fairly new. I wrote it with my friend Haley Steele. We were just talking about the weather we've been having in Nashville, so this is a weather song.
I got my yellow raincoat on, keep an umbrella by the door. I'm always waiting for the pretty sky to fall, but it ain't raining anymore. My makeup's only waterproof, 'cause I'm ready for the tears to pour. All the times I cried right through it, but it ain't raining anymore. You came and kissed all the clouds away, made me forget all my yesterdays. It's what you do, it's who you are. You came and washed away the storm, and it ain't raining. So don't listen to the weatherman, 'cause you know he's been wrong before. From here on out, I'm only seeing sunshine now, and it ain't raining anymore. It ain't raining anymore.
Very nice.
Come on, like have a seat, brother.
Okay. We just... All right.
I was in the bar with Bryce Long.
How you doing, Katrina?
Hi. So, hey, Clint just came in, and he is raring to go. Okay, Lauren, first off, again, give us the website.
Oh, www.laurenlucas.com.
Fantastic. Adam, we haven't plugged you at all.
Oh, what's up?
What's up? What's your web address?
I don't really have one yet.
Excellent.
Is that www? Don't have one yet?
It's the Facebook, just Adam Craig Music, and Instagram, Adam Craig 08, and all that good stuff.
Okay.
What's up, buddy?
What is it, Adam Craig? I'm so sorry I was late.
No, well, you're not
right.
Late.
No, it's right on time. It's a dramatic entrance just there.
I listened all the way in.
Yeah?
Well, that's really one.
That's only three. Amazing.
We just doubled our listenership. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. It's great to see you all.
Yeah, good to see you.
You want to do a... Let us know who just joined us here.
It's Clint Daniel.
Clint Daniel.
Broken Heartsville.
Yeah.
What was this song from Montgomery Gentry?
Roll with me.
Roll with me.
Right?
Right on.
With me, yeah. Good song.
Really thankful for both of them.
Let's let you catch your breath. Adam, will you play us another song?
Well, sure. I'll try to.
Adam Craig Music. And Mick, is your volume turned up on the guitar?
It is now.
All right. Check that out.
I'm all messed up. So this is this was the very first single that I ever had on another act, which was so cool. And here's how I look at it. On one chart, it went to number two, and on one chart, it went to three. So if you just take two from three, it went number one.
Number one.
Yay! Yay! I like that logic.
That's called common core math.
That's
right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But I'm very thankful to Parmalee and the boys for singling this. It's called Sweet. Close Your Eyes.
Well, take a look at what's left of that sunset. Fireflies popping like the 4th of July, yeah. You're gonna wanna see every single thing I'm gonna show you tonight. Got the perfect scene set up, moonlight glowing. Just keep them baby blues wide open. Girl, take a look around, yeah, it's going down. It's going down just right. Hey, baby, before the night gets any older, over here a little closer. I need to hold you. I want to show you what you don't want to miss. No, it's all getting to what we've been waiting on. Gonna go and turn you in the night on. Coming on strong. Gonna lay it on your lips. Might want to close your eyes for this. Sun gone down, nights are getting hotter. We got this bed backed up to the water. Yeah, it's a place to be if you want to see every little shining star. But that view ain't nothing like the you I'm looking at. Two tan legs for days dangling off the back. It all looks better, baby, you can see forever when you're here in my arms. Hey, baby, before the night gets any older, over here a little closer. I need to hold you. I want to show you what you don't want to miss. No, it's all getting to what we've been waiting on. Gonna go and turn you in the night on. Coming on strong. I'm gonna lay it on your lips. I want to close your eyes for this. Yeah, just when you thought you really seen it all. Well, it turns out you don't have to see it all. No, you don't.
Massive solo right here. I can hear it. Just envision it.
Hey, baby, before the night gets any older, lean your pretty self over here a little closer. I need to hold you. I want to show you what you don't want to miss. No, it's all getting to what we've been waiting on. Gonna go and turn you in the night on. Coming on strong. I'm gonna lay it on your lips. Might want to close your eyes for this. Yeah.
Come on and close your eyes for this. Close your eyes for this.
Woo! Yeah! Thank you.
You know, I wrote a song almost exactly like that, but it's for after you've been married for 25 years, called You Might Want to Turn the Lights Off for This. I don't know. It probably won't do as well.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
All right. We're going to be back. Clint's going to play some music for us, and women are going to weep out there. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Stick around. You're listening to the Music Row Show. It's our Tin Pan preview show, Tin Pan South preview show for NSAI. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show. We are doing our annual Tin Pan South preview show for the amazing Tin Pan South Songwriters Festival that's happening this week, and we've got a whole bunch of songwriters in with us.
What were we just listening to?
We were listening to Lightning Again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
By Lauren Lucas.
By Lauren Lucas, who I was just about to say is one of our guests here this hour. We also got the amazing Clint Daniels, who just stormed in, did a dramatic entrance.
You said amazing. That's awesome.
Amazing, yeah.
Right. We forgot to mention, this segment is brought to you by Nair for Men, and we're very excited to have them on as a sponsor.
What?
What? Okay, I kind of made that up.
You kind of made that up,
Clint,
yeah.
Welcome.
Yes, it's good to be back.
It's nice to have you here. What are you going to play for us?
I don't know. Maybe, is it okay if I do something new?
Yeah, we'd prefer it.
Oh, really?
We'll see. What did you say?
He said, really?
Oh.
No, yes, we want something new.
All right, I'm going to try it. It's called Good Place to Hide. It's pretty cool. I just dug it. I wrote this with, I'm trying to remember who I wrote it with, goodness gracious. And it doesn't matter because they're not here, so.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
I wrote it all by myself.
And that one guy.
I wrote it with Justin Lance. I remember that part of it. Okay, here we go. Let's see. When it's closing in, it's coming down, and I've had enough of this world, let alone this town. When I wanna give up, and the faith runs out. When I wanna get lost, don't want to be found. I used to hit that highway and drive till it's gone. Find a bar with a jukebox where the whiskey's strong. But now I run to your arms and get lost in your eyes. You're my good place to hide. I'm tired of being right, tired of being wrong. I don't even know what side to be on. In this crazy world, it's weighing heavy on me. When I need to be saved, need to find some peace. To hit that highway and drive till it's gone. Find a bar with a jukebox full of haggard songs. But now I run to your arms and get lost in your eyes. You're my good place to hide.
till it's gone. Find a bar with a jukebox where the whiskey's strong. But now I run to your arms and get lost in your eyes. You're my good place to hide. So hold me close. Hold me tight. You're my good place to have.
Nice.
Thank you all.
Nice.
Clint Daniels, let's take a break. This is our Tin Pan preview show for NSAI. The Tin Pan Festival starts out this coming Wednesday, right?
Wednesday, yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday through Saturday. Everything's sold out, but you can still go and get individual show tickets if you go stand in line, and it's worth every bit of it. So.
Absolutely. And you can find out the schedule, who's playing where, at tinpansouth.com. We're going to be back in just a few minutes here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's a little Lauren Lucas doing How to Fly. That's nice. We're here doing our Tin Pan South preview show, and we've got a whole bunch of folks here sitting with us right now. And one that Lauren Lucas, you just heard from right now.
Adam Craig sang some songs for us. Lauren, I love your voice.
And Clint Daniels.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really do.
Guys.
I've been a fan of Lauren since MySpace. Do you guys remember MySpace?
Yeah. Wow.
In the top eight.
Hey, back when. Yeah. She might have been. You might have been on my top eight.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You should print out that page and get her to sign.
I can't even get on my MySpace anymore.
I know.
But
before we run out of time, we'd love to.
MySpace.
Well, I don't know.
Didn't Justin Timberlake buy it?
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, he's got too much money. Could you...
Sexy back and MySpace.
And
right,
MySpace
back.
There you go. Well, we're kind of running out of time, so we'd love to hear one more tune from you, Clint. You feel like playing one?
Sure. I was just trying to think of a song a minute ago. I wrote this song with Jesse Joe Dillon a while back. I don't know if you guys know Jimmy Melton very well. He's in the band 45 RPM. They play it... Station in now, I think like once a month, but really great country songwriter. And we were leaving a restaurant one day, and the waitress came outside and said, "Hey, you forgot your keys." And she goes, "Well, I'm always leaving something." And then me and Jimmy and looked at one another, and we went, "Oh, that's really great. Let's write that idea today." So we did, and it turned out really cool. And I hope I can get through it. All right, I'm gonna do my best. All right. Let's see. Oh, I should have seen it coming the first time we went out. Left your car keys on the table. The waitress chased us down. Right there from the start, she was always leaving something. Like that town she grew up in, that she never did belong. The day she turned 18, that girl was good as gone. Yeah, as far back as she goes, she's always leaving something. Why should I be surprised? I was only mad. Just the latest and list of left behind. So I can't say nothing. She's always leaving something. Like that sundress in the closet that she just had to have. She must have overlooked it this morning when she passed. Now we're both just hanging around. She's always leaving something. Why should I be surprised? I was only a matter of time. Just the latest in the list of left behind. So I can't say nothing. She's always leaving something. Now I won't say I'm sorry she ever came my way. And wherever she is going, she ain't going there to stay. She might be back someday, 'cause she's always leaving something.
Holy cow. Wow. And that is how you end an hour on the Music Row
man,
Show.
Man, oh man.
Go to tinpansouth.com, check the schedules, and look and see where Clint Daniels playing, where Lauren Lucas is playing, where Adam Craig's playing. Go see them all and tell them that you heard them on the Music Row Show.
That's right.
And you love them all.
Then after you do that, come back. We got another great hour of the show coming up with a whole lot more of our Tin Pan
you're
South preview.
You look so diabolical when you're doing this. Don't do that.
Come on back now to the Music Row Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes.